Ravioli, ravioli. 9/11 was an inside job.
Three,
Rioli.
two, one.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
We're both waiting patiently.
Waiting for me to do an actual intro. Yeah. I'm just like, hey.
We're going to keep that whole thing in?
World's most laid back podcast.
What's up?
What's up? How's your guys' weeks? 2 weeks. We have discussion points, you and I, Tam.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Is it about the Suicide Squad side?
It is.
All right.
I liked it.
Suicide.
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
That's really interesting, because I gave it a 4 out of 10.
I understand the critics about the two or three movies smashed together. That's very visible, but I enjoyed it.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10?
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
It's worth one watch.
It's worth one watch.
And probably one more watch when it comes out on home video, but that's about it.
Home video?
Yeah. What it's the 90s
the
here.
Mid-90s.
Redbox it for a dollar.
Yeah. Or, you know, what we usually, the usual way of getting stuff.
Yeah, family video.
Yeah.
Have a friend pay for it and then borrow it from him.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. Yeah.
Andy, you going to get it?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's
well, that's definitely not 10 out of 10.
All right, your cons. Wait, what pros? Do your pros first. Tam gave a very serious thinking face.
I liked the only three characters in the movie. Harley Quinn, Deadshot, and the Joker. I thought Harley Quinn was
banging
funny, definitely banging. Banging with a G on the end.
Dude, that's such a crazy that you die, you would die.
Deadshot was cool. I liked all of his.
I thought they did his story well.
Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. The Joker, I'm excited to see more of. And
yeah.
I'm not even upset with how little he was in the movie because of the direction they went with the movie. It's more, I'm just excited to see him in the Batman movie. I want to see this Joker fight Batman.
Yeah. I wasn't bummed by how much there was. I was like, I understand why he's there, but I wasn't bummed that he, like, you knew he wasn't going to be part of the story. They were advertising the hell out of it like he was.
Yeah, he's on the poster.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not even in.
He's not in. Yeah. So my biggest complaint about the Joker is I wanted more clown and a little less Prince of Crime. The thing that I like the most about the Joker, like my favorite incarnations of the Joker, is the Joker thinks that he's fucking funny.
The Mark Hamill one?
Yeah. I like the Joker thinks he's the funniest fucking shit in the whole world. And he just takes the joke too far, to a homicidal too far.
And I'll say this, I don't think after Heath Ledger's Joker, I don't think any Joker would ever be the same again, because he was so good.
So like,
but it didn't help that this Joker was also turned up to like 11 and a half too.
I saw an interesting article about his tattoos. And the reason why he has it, it's not for him, it's for Batman.
How so?
Because Batman damaged him. Batman, he used to be beautiful, and now he's not. It's a reminder for Batman to look at him, as opposed to look in the mirror type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you notice his teeth are all fucked up.
Yeah.
It's because Batman punched the fucking shit out of him.
I know. I wish in the timeline they would have told you when the Harley Quinn thing was happening, like in the DC timeline. I'm glad that they like established or because I had no idea where Suicide Squad was in the timeline. I was like, is this before? Is this after? I don't know.
It had to be after.
Batman's in it.
But it was after.
Well, yeah, I know it was after, but from the trailers, I didn't really catch it. So I was like, I wonder if this is before.
This is during? Yeah. I have no idea. Right. Yeah. There are plenty of reasons.
Though. Who belongs to Midway City? Is that Flash?
Hawk Girl.
Hawk Girl? Okay.
Hawk Man and Hawk Girl.
Damn. Marvel have those?
Does Marvel have those? That's funny as fuck.
Oh wait, isn't Hawk Girl in that CW show?
Maybe.
I think something of Tomorrow.
Legends
of Tomorrow.
Maybe. I haven't watched that show.
Yeah. I've heard it's good. I'm excited for the Netflix team up.
What are your pros?
I thought the action. All right, so from my going to school and video and all that, I kind of watch movies a little differently. But I thought the cinematography was really well done. I definitely understood the smash in three different movies and a bunch of different director visions into one, because you could totally tell what was the director and what was hey, maybe you should add this in there.
The editing team?
Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely tell who did what. And then, but the script, I liked the script. The interactions between the characters are fun. I really love the Captain Kangaroo. Loved him.
Captain Boomerang?
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I don't think Captain Boomerang should be named Captain Boomerang. He's more he should be Private Boomerang.
I don't know.
Do you know how many boomerangs Captain Boomerang threw in this movie?
Four?
Three. He threw three boomerangs. He needs to be demoted from captain to private boomerang. And one of these boomerangs was a fucking camera.
Oh, yeah.
How do you throw a boomerang that spins and have a camera looking in one direction the whole time?
He throws this boomerang, and it basically drones.
And he's got his fucking phone out, and it's got Samsung, as big as it could be, as it zooms in and, refocuses. Hey, this is a fucking Samsung commercial for Captain Boomerang, the unicorn fucking beer-drinking Aussie. Samsung, buy our shit.
The most alcoholic DC character.
So, with as few spoilers as I can, the reason I didn't like this movie is I could not suspend my disbelief whenever one scene happened. One thing happened and I couldn't get over it, and all the dominoes fell.
Really?
Yeah. Which it one? Was, okay, so the main shitbag from Belrive, the guy who talks to the Joker in the casino.
Yes, the one that he offers.
Handed a cell phone, right? And then Harley Quinn is about to get into a plane, and she's strapped down with her head in her hands, and this fucker slips her a phone the size of my iPhone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She fucking palms it like this. At least 24 military soldiers that know that this crazy bitch is a crazy bitch. Not one fucking person takes that phone. Okay, that's fine. They didn't see it. Then they started shouting about the phone. Shouting. Harley's like, you shouldn't have done that. And the other guy's like, what do you mean, Harley? What do you mean? And nobody with these guns, not even fucking Rick Flagg, was like, maybe she shouldn't have a fucking cell phone, Maybe this girl who's in this prison that doesn't exist on the books, maybe she shouldn't have GPS tracking on her, Just maybe.
I didn't catch that, actually.
And then,
and that just killed it for you?
It just killed it. All the dominoes started to fall. They set up rules in the universe and then just completely demolished the rules with this movie.
I'm pretty sure a lot of that had to do with the editing people and the executives.
Yes and no. There was a lot of throwaway dialogue that was like, hey, you know this thing in the universe? You remember why Perry White couldn't refused to post Lois's story?
Yeah.
If aliens are real, their religion will crumble. Hey, everyone, this is Katana. She's going to jump on this helicopter, and she's my best friend. Don't fuck with her. Her sword steals souls. Let's move on. Wait. Magic is real in this universe, but it's so fucking crazy that there's an alien? That's a thing?
Oh, if you watch at the end, Aliens is freaking, the bad guy from Batman Superman.
Yeah?
Big monster.
Yeah.
Doomsday.
Doomsday. Thank you. I wanted to keep saying Bizarro. I don't know why.
It'd have been cool if it was Bizarro, but go on.
Yeah. But that was an alien.
Totally. So, yeah. But that was an alien after Superman had already been shown up.
Yeah,
it had alien DNA, but it wasn't like specifically an alien.
That's true. But I mean, to the outside world, though, that's an alien, man.
I mean, yeah, but we already have Superman. Superman has existed for like 3 years. They had enough time to erect that Superman statue.
First, well,
yeah.
I guess Zod would have been the first bad alien.
Right.
Yeah.
That would cause destruction, yeah.
So I'm just like, magic already exists in this world, and our government already knows about it. Why is an alien so far-fetched?
And also,
I'm not even going to talk about how Katana got introduced, and she said four things, half of which to her fucking sword. Did you know that her sword could steal souls? I do, only because I watched the fucking commercial, because they didn't show the damn thing, do it? Not once in the movie did it steal a soul. It just, she was like, and it was all woo magic in the commercial, and I was like, wow, that'd have been really cool to watch on a big screen instead of my fucking iPhone.
But yeah, I like how they just introduce her, like, yo, she'll mess you up. That's it.
Hey, this is Katana. She's relevant to beating the main bad guy super later. Don't talk to her. She does her job half-heartedly once.
She's kind of emo a lot. I also like how like Rick Flags is so is like he's like steal souls.
Yeah, God, I thought
I would have been like that thing fucking steals souls, man.
Yeah, I thought Rick Flags' performance was really bad. Some of Harley Quinn's jokes dropped.
I thought the interaction between Deadshot and Harley Quinn was really good.
That was great.
That was like flawless.
That was really, really good. Also, so here's how I would have made the movie better. Spoilers, because this doesn't happen. I wish the Suicide Squad would have gone on a bunch of little missions beforehand and even had this big fucking montage of little missions. You have Harley interacting with Deadshot. You've got Deadshot interacting with who's the crocodile man that had two lines?
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc, that's right.
To remember the actual name. Something
what
Jones.
What's about what give me a character plot of give me a detail about Senor Croc. give me
he's got
something.
Scales,
oh
man.
My god, he's got swims. Scales and he swims? Fuck, dude. He eats a guy or two, I think. Sweet. Real memorable character.
I know.
Why was he in the movie?
They
so that we could spend
suicide.
The budget on 5-hour makeup.
They should have made Suicide. I feel like Suicide Squad would have been a better like TV show.
I totally agree. Or team up with Netflix or Hulu and give me a 1 hour or 45-minute to 1 hour short story about who this individual character is.
Yeah,
give me
like,
a ten episode series Suicide Squad Origins, yeah. And you have Deadshot, Harley, Joker, and you give me 45 minutes of each of these characters. Give me the development, so I then care about them. So I was going back. I wish they had a little montage scene where they are all together and all doing things. So that whenever they're actually best friends, they grew up and were best friends, and they were in the same environment together.
Not just
it weren't
Watson.
Like, hey, we've been walking around a city for like 3.5 hours. Want to be best friends? Fuck yeah, I want to be best friends. We were both in the same prison.
I can relate.
Yeah. Wow, I had a cage too. That's pretty crazy.
So Matt, how's your week?
I'm back.
Matt was just having a nap.
Final thoughts about Suicide Squad. Lean back in that chair, Matt.
I enjoyed it, but like, I don't know if we said it on the podcast, but I'll probably watch it once more when it comes out, and that's it.
My three best friends were...
So 7 out of 10.
...were huge fans of it, and I had to do this argument 3-1. So I'll probably watch it with them so that they can make fun of me, and I can rage about the movie a little more. I give it a 4 out of 10, but in the same thing, like... Almost everybody else that I've talked to has enjoyed it, so I don't not recommend you seeing it. You see it and form your own opinions.
Yeah. It's a decent action movie, if anything.
Matt, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the Combo Podcast.
Hello.
How was your nap?
Hello.
It was glorious.
Was it?
It was about a good
15 minutes. 10 out of 10.
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 All right, so we should probably go into gaming news now.
What?
Oh, I saw on your Facebook the when you picked up the phone and said PayPal.
Oh, God.
I fear about doing that at my work with Panera. Jeez. Because I have to say, like my job title and then my name, and I'm like, how can I help you? And I used to say, Panera Bread, how can I help you? So a couple times I've had to, like, stop myself for a second and be like,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. It's on mine underground. I'm like, hi there. Thank you for calling. And I look around the room. San Mai Martial Arts. How can I help you?
All right. Now let's go into gaming.
Ravioli, ravioli. Give me the gamioli.
Here we go.
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli. He just loves that ravioli. It's like he's rubbing Chef Boyardee all over himself.
Ravioli, ravioli. 9/11 was an inside jobioli.
Oh, God, I love those. Or, like, I love ones when it's like when you realize jet fuel can melt steel beams or something. Those are so good. Games. Oh, I bought No Man's Sky.
Yeah?
Did you?
Yeah. How is Minecraft?
It's a lot like that. I've only played like an hour of it because then the nephew came over, so I didn't have time. But I like it so far. I think the traveling to different planets, I haven't figured that out yet, but it feels like it might be time consuming.
Spaceship.
Yeah. Because, I walked there. But you can like hyperdrive, and it seems to go pretty fast. But I think these guys built a literal fucking universe, so I think planets are nicely spaced apart.
I'm sure your hyperdrive can get faster.
Probably.
If you need to, do the old unlock Mewtwo in Melee hack. Just leave the game on for 24 hours in one match and then kill the other opponent. You had to play for 24 hours.
Oh, really?
And so you just turned the system on and left it overnight with one stock. And then when you get back from school the next day, you just kill the second player and then you fight Mewtwo.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
So the fan-made Pokemon Uranium version finally releases after 9 years in development.
I saw that.
That's insane. Have you tried it out? I was thinking about downloading it.
Not yet. After 9 years of development, Pokemon Uranium, a fan project, has released. This is a full game that includes 150 new Pokemon.
Holy fuck.
With a new nuclear type.
Dude.
The ability to talk to your Pokemon, and online trading and battling.
Wow.
It's also said to have an unusually dark storyline and tackles the topic of nuclear energies and their effects on the environment and humanity.
Dude, this is deep.
Mm-hmm. All right, next story. Nintendo drops the hammer on Pokemon Uranium.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, I thought I saw that, too.
I thought you were going to be like, and update, because Nintendo does not, they don't F around with Pokemon.
No, God. They don't F around with anything. Did you see I posted on our Facebook page about them taking down the Nintendo powers from the Internet Archive?
That's so random.
It's not random for fucking Nintendo.
Yes.
But it's just stupid.
When you have a high quality product, you have to keep it protected. I love Nintendo and the taste of their cock.
It's just... I don't understand that one specifically just because...
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
The only thing they really did was just make them available to read.
Yeah.
Nintendo doesn't sell them anymore. You can't get them anywhere besides eBay. So why not put them online so people can read them? They're ancient, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think people are... buy them, they're not buying them from you.
I'm going to benefit from this.
Yeah. And it's not like they're changing them or doing something to harm their copyright or anything like that. It's just just available to fucking read.
Yeah.
It also might be so that they don't have a, well, you let this slide thing.
Maybe, like, but...
due to one, due to all.
I mean, but Nintendo... if someone were to say that to Nintendo, they could just say, yeah, so what? I mean...
yeah, so what?
They are Nintendo.
I'm fucking Nintendo.
Yeah. So just days after Nintendo took down a fan remake of Metroid 2 and an archive of Nintendo Power, the developers behind the fan-made Pokemon Uranium announced that Nintendo lawyers have requested that it be taken down. The not-for-profit fan project just released on PC for free and was met with 1.5 million downloads.
You know, it's on the torrents. They can't fucking stop it.
Though. Yeah, I'm sure it is up there.
There is no stopping.
Yeah, once it's there, that's it.
It's a sick idea, though. Like, did it have the word Pokemon, like, plastered all over it?
Pokemon Uranium?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the title.
Okay. Well, okay.
It's very clearly a Pokemon game. There is no hiding that. And not even attempt to hide it. So.
That sucks.
I'm sure you could still get it somewhere, but.
Oh, yeah.
Fact.
They didn't use any of the intellectual property besides the word Pokemon, correct?
Because, yeah, from what I saw or looked at pictures, it looked like all original, like, artwork, too.
I mean, yeah, they used the name, and they also used, like, how do you put it? Their formula?
Yeah.
I know you can copyright those kind of... I don't know if they have...
hey, we do this.
Yeah, but I do know that there are some Pokemon that are not original in the game still.
Like
I know Mankey and Primate are in the game.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. Fuck. They should have just made it a porn parody.
Yeah, that would have been taken down. That wouldn't have been taken down.
No, it would have been in jest.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's a porn parody.
And I know a lot of people say, "Oh, well, it's fair use." I'm like, that's not.
That's not fair use.
That's not fair use. Fair use is using someone's content for the sake of parody or teaching, stuff like that. You can't just make a game. Just because you're not making money doesn't make it fair use.
Right.
Yeah.
As much as I would love for that game to not be taken down, saying it's fair use doesn't make any sense.
Right.
There's a rumor going around that Final Fantasy 15 may be delayed.
Good.
It's not that far away. It's next month.
Yeah. September is shaping up to be a monster month for video games. Dragon Quest VII, Shin Megami Tensei, 4 Apocalypse.
Okay.
4 Apocalypse?
F-O-R
Apocalypse? Who's Apocalypse?
I don't even know what the fuck this game is, but it was split on two lines, so I finished it, and then I realized it was continued on the next line.
Oh.
ReCore, Shantae, Half Genie Hero.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm going to be honest, like, I'm sure people like these games, but when they come up with Monster Month and there's three games I haven't heard of in there.
I
feel like I'm decently plugged in.
This isn't a Monster Month of games.
And more. We'll make it one of the best gaming months of the year.
Might be under that more category that we are hitting our niche, our niche.
There was a report that Final Fantasy 15 has been delayed until November 29th.
Oh, so not that far.
According to the rumors, the delay could be announced as early as this coming Monday. Both websites say they have trusted sources who confirm that the delay is real, and GameStop locations already have promotional materials with the new release date.
Oh, dang. All right, well, that's not that much of a delay, then. It's like a couple weeks. Like 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
At least that's not No Man's Sky in it, where... like, oh, it's coming out, guys. Yeah.
It'll be another year.
I didn't know it went this far back. They showed that game off in 2013.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
So, transitioning back to No Man's Sky, have you named anything?
Yeah, I've named three planets already.
You naming everything after Andy?
No, they usually have some kind of penis joke. The first one is Penn Island.
Oh, my God.
And then... I don't remember what that is. Oh, the second one was Dicks Out.
Have you named any Compton Gangbang yet?
Oh, that's good. No, I should.
That was Andy's, like, was that your capital when we were playing Civ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy and I are playing Civ 5, and I finally come up on his territory, and I'm outside the gates of the city Compton Gangbang.
I forgot it. That was my favorite part of Civ, was naming cities. All right. Excuse me. The next planet I'll do Compton Gangbang. Compton Gangbang,
all right. Microsoft purchases basically its own Bing to Twitch's Google. Microsoft announced yesterday that its Xbox division has purchased Beam Interactive, a live streaming service that gives viewers the ability to watch and play along their favorite game streamers in real time.
Nice.
I thought they already had their... Oh, no. Xbox used Stream. Twitch to stream.
Twitch and Ustream?
Yeah, Xbox? Unlike how PlayStation kind of has its own little hub for streaming. Mm. Yeah, I forgot about that.
How interesting.
I've been capturing a lot of good clips lately, though. I'm going to do what I did with the last time and put a flush of 5 videos on YouTube from the PlayStation.
I need to set up recording software. I mean, I have it. I just need to actually open it on this computer, because fuck, man, I was playing Rocket League the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the most fucking beautiful assist.
Dude, we should try playing since we can do crossplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it was a bicycle hit. I did a backflip, nice. And I hit it right for this guy that he was flipping forward and hit it. It was fucking amazing.
Just in here in the dark. Yeah!
Dude, I had...
Go! You put your shirt over your head. It's like,
I had 5 assists that game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we had 6 points. I had 1 goal and 5 assists.
Have you played the basketball version?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. Like it. I don't like it as much as the regular version.
No, the soccer one's fun, but yeah.
Have you played the hockey version?
No.
It's cool.
Do you slide a lot more, I imagine, then?
I don't really feel like I did.
Oh, okay.
But the puck slides more. Puck is very slidey, but you, I don't think, are.
All right.
Have you guys played Lucio Ball yet?
Shut up. You mean Rocket League Overwatch?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to get that game. Just
Overwatch?
When I get a PC.
Oh.
I'm not getting it for a console.
Yeah, I was going to get it for PC too at some point.
Yeah.
Because
I need to get No Man's Sky first.
Don't get it for PC, dude.
Why not?
I guess the PC launch is shit, like usual.
Maybe I'll wait.
Yeah, or wait, yeah. But, I don't know. It was.
You look like you came up with a joke.
I'm pretty sure Overwatch was
PC launches write their own jokes.
That's true.
PC port launches write their own jokes.
Overwatch, I'm pretty sure, was developed on PC and then ported to the consoles. So,
because Batman Arkham Knight,
they gave refunds probably in the figures of double millions, probably for that game, which sucked because it was a good game. It was a good way to end the trilogy.
So I haven't played series. It.
It's good.
I didn't have a PS4 at that time.
It's so good. It does the universe well. And the Batmobile's fun as hell.
Does it say in exposition that the bad guys can't be killed and they should run away, and then they proceed to spend the next 2 minutes in a fight scene killing them?
Batman, dude, some of the things Batman does to those people, you're like...
Because that's what happened in Suicide Squad.
Because, yeah, there's some things I'm like, that person's not getting up from that back punch, or Batman will just fucking snap him, and I'm like... He's not incapacitating him. He just broke that dude's back.
He's running over people with the Batmobile.
The Batmobile has electrical charges on it that blows people away when they get close.
It's got rubber tires.
Jesus.
It's got pillows as tires. Nothing happened, buddy.
THQ is back from the dead.
No way.
Yep.
Kind of. Nordic Games has rebranded as THQ Nordic.
Oh.
The publisher that bought the rights to the Darkseid series. They claim that back in 2013, they had a resurgence after buying said rights, leading to the questions who the fuck is Nordic Games? Their words. They realized they had just made the best deal in their company's history. As a result of those key brands from THQ being a part of them, they decided they wanted a name to reflect that.
Oh, that's pretty cool of them.
Yeah, that'd be like if Nintendo... Or PlayStation.
Became Nintendo Sega.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to release this product. It's called the Sega Saturn. Maybe you've heard of it. No?
That would be more like...
the Super Sega 64.
Yeah. That'd be more like the Ouya getting like the Sega rights and then renaming itself to like, the Sega Ouya.
Yeah.
The Suya.
Because Nordic, while a decent company, obviously, because they could buy whatever was left of THQ, no one knew who Nordic was. So it's probably better that they're now THQ Nordic because THQ is a recognizable name.
That's cool. Did they say what they're going to make? Or
well, the studio claims that they have 23 projects in development, 13 of which they haven't announced.
Lord.
Yeah.
That's more than all of Sony First Party.
No, it's not. Dude, Sony First Party's rocking. This is going to be like...
Like number-wise.
Oh, yeah.
23?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sony's probably got like 10.
So yeah. GoldenEye Source is still around, and it's about to get updated.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it probably this next weekend.
What game? I'm sorry?
GoldenEye Source.
Oh, okay.
It's so fun. God, it's so fun.
Mm-hmm. It's the classic 007 GoldenEye multiplayer that's made in the free Source engine. You can download it and just play some goddamn GoldenEye.
And it feels good, too. It feels like GoldenEye. It's so fun. I love it.
GoldenEye was one of those games that I've never played. I've never played GoldenEye.
When you go back and play it, you get nostalgia for like 10 minutes, and then you realize you can't see shit because all the graphics are so bad.
I can get that.
With version 5.0, GoldenEye Source adapts the memorable dam level for competitive play.
Ooh, that was a good one.
They made some changes, though. The layout of the map had to be altered to allow for more interesting and engaging gameplay while also staying true to the original.
Yeah, remakes always do that, so...
One example of how this was achieved was by creating an entirely new sewer system that creates a path between the front and back sides of the map. It was important to give people a choice on where to go and not force them to go in any one specific direction.
Oh, see, I like those ones where they force people because then it's like a firefight in the hallway. Oh, that stuff's so cool. I like close quarters.
There was a firefight!
There was one of the expansion packs for Battlefield 3 was called Close Quarters. And that was probably that is probably one of the best expansion packs I've played because they just put the destructibility of Battlefield 3 in like a hotel hallway and you just blew the shit out of everything. It was so good. So good.
Alrighty guys, that'll do it for gaming news.
Alright. I'll probably come back next week with a better No Man's Sky 2 after getting some like actual playtime with it.
Right.
But my first impressions are, I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yeah. The survival part, it's definitely foremost a survival game. It's not like, oh, build shit in Minecraft. It's you survive and explore. But there's a lot more to explore than I thought there would be. Like, I thought it'd be like, oh, here's a planet, find a couple bases. No, there's like planets, animals. There's a bunch of stuff to do. So I think you could spend a lot of time on one planet. You don't build things, though.
Will you name something after me?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll find a little moon and name it Tam's penis.
Abby made that same joke. Only she called it a little diglet. An extra small diglet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's just right, Tam.
Thanks.
It's a just right diglet.
Right.
On the tech.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is Technology News.
Please assume the position.
One of the best fucking characters in a Fallout game.
Oh my god.
One of the best ones.
I wonder why we don't have any sponsors, you know?
Twelve things you can now do with Windows 10 after the anniversary update.
Nice.
Oh, that's what that update was. My Windows was like, hey y'all, you got an update, you shutting down? I'm like, yeah. And it took for a fucking ever, so okay.
You can now switch to a dark theme.
Ooh, edgy.
I'm already using Flux, though, which kind of does that for me, so.
You can log into apps with your face.
Alright, that's cool. The PS4 lets me do that, which is random.
You can control music. Control the music playback from the lock screen.
Well, I guess if you have a device.
Yeah. Like you can use Cortana from the lock screen.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
My fucking friend was like, I need to get a Windows phone because of Cortana. I was like, shut the fuck up.
If you want anything, I guess the Google, like Google's voice, is apparently the best, like the best. Siri's some shit.
I was going to say, I have Google's, but I'd never use it.
No, apparently yours is the best. Like, you can be like, hey, I want a taxi cab to this, or I want to order, or I want an Uber to go to this place, and it will, like, do all that for you, apparently.
Let's bring this guy up. I think I have to say hello, Google. Right?
Yeah.
Hello, Google. No. Google!
Text my mom. Fuck you. Send.
Whenever Camilla tries to use it to set alarms, I go, Sarah! Don't do it! She's like, God damn it, because half the time it'll pick me up.
When Tyler got a new tablet and he was doing that, oh, no, it's okay, Google. He was like, okay, Google, and I'd like scream, Sonic the Hedgehog porn! Five tabs open now.
Have you seen, it was like one of those 4chan green texts, but it's like, Cortana, open Internet Explorer. It's like, Cortana, search Cortana Rule 34 porn, and Cortana's like, I'm not sure, and he's like, do it, Cortana! And it's like, save all the images into a folder and name it, I'm a dirty slut. and he's like, say it. It was good.
You can run extensions in Microsoft Edge, bringing it on par with every browser from like the last at least decade.
Nice. Just use Edge to get Chrome. Same thing. Just use that E to get the C.
Translate text and pin tabs in Microsoft Edge.
Nice.
You can switch between different languages when you're surfing the web. And you can finally pin the tabs, just like every other browser in the world. Send directions to your phone.
That's pretty cool. If you have a Windows phone.
That's neato. You can get... Yeah. For the 15 people that have a Windows phone out there, get Android alerts on Windows 10.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You can prioritize app notifications. You can make better use of your stylus. That's what you're doing. Tell Windows when you don't want any unexpected restarts.
Oh, wow. It took them an anniversary update to do that.
Pin Windows and programs to every virtual desktop.
That's kind of cool because I use virtual desktops on 10. That's pretty neat, actually. I'll use that.
I hate that feature.
Shut up. You got Windows 7, scrub.
95.
Windows SE or the ME edition. That fucking OS slowly destroys itself from the inside out.
Yeah.
It like you'll use it for it'll run awesome for like 3 months and then in the fourth month marker it will just start like corrupting its own shit for the hell of it.
Good.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Volkswagen has informed 70,000 of its employees that they're amplifying the risk of corporate espionage by playing Pokemon Go.
No, they're fucking... Okay. If you use the fucking camera AR mode, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
But if you turn it off...
And that might just be what they're going for here. Volkswagen sent out an email to approximately 70,000 employees informing them that they aren't allowed to have Pokemon Go installed on their phones.
At all? Fuck. That's I quit.
I'm giving you all the information I have.
Matt, tell me more information than you have currently available. Make up the facts if we need to.
The German automaker is worried that workers playing with the app will be more susceptible to corporate espionage. The worries come from Pokemon Go using location tagging, data sharing, and of course the cameras on employees' phones, which could make it more likely that we'll get a sneak peek of something Volkswagen doesn't want exposed yet.
So I understand the cameras. That makes sense. But
at all, I just fucking would put it in this folder right over here. It's the settings folder that I put like a bunch of other shit in at the very bottom. So you'd never see it.
So is that where you...
It'd be on the second page over there.
I have an extras page too.
That's where it'd be.
That's where you put the...
I don't want to talk about it.
That's where you put the...
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
All your second...
I don't want to talk about it!
All your side bitch, the WhatsApps. this is going to be fun.
Oh my God.
No, I'm a man and I put them on my main page.
You're not going to come in next week. Abby fucking killed him.
That's funny.
She used his thumb, like, she ripped his thumb off and fucking put it on the thumbprint reader. It was insane.
I used the tip of my dick as the thumbprint reader. Give it a little mushroom stamp.
There is an actual website out there of all the official body parts you can use Touch ID on. Nice. And your penis is one.
Good.
Well, your next tattoo could be able to control your computer. A new technology called DuoSkin, developed by MIT Media Lab and Microsoft Research, allows anyone to create customized gold metal leaf print tattoos that can be worn directly on the skin. The temporary tattoos can be used as touchpad inputs, display outputs, and wireless communication.
Does it have to go on skin?
Fuck.
Well, where else does a tattoo go, Dan?
So here's my thought, and this is my father coming out on me. He does costuming stuff, mm-hmm. and he used to have to do all of his Iron Man suit electronics based on magnets. You'd have a magnet in the finger and a magnet in the arm to touch. But now if it's a thing that he could just put on the, it's a gold plated thing he could put on the armor and then swipe and then make the shield come up, that'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
Has your dad ever thought about like rooting an Android phone? Because you can do a lot of programming with an Android phone.
I have no idea.
He could like have that, and it's all touchscreen. But yeah, you can do a lot of rooting to like, and then there's simple programs out there that let you create scripts like wireless.
I think I found a problem. In the Iron Man costume, he doesn't have a finger open because it's in a fucking glove. So putting the magnet in the tip of the finger probably makes the most sense.
Right. Well, I mean, if it works for him, that's awesome.
Yeah, looking at this here, they've designed it to use on your skin, but I don't see why you couldn't place it on other surfaces that you're wearing.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Nifty.
Neat.
Tesla's next version of Autopilot may go fully autonomous.
Wow.
Tesla's Autopilot semi-autonomous system is partially known for its ability to prove itself with over-the-air software improvements. But if Tesla wants to update the actual hardware, that's a different story. To fix that, Tesla is reportedly planning a major camera and sensor upgrades for Autopilot 2.0 and possibly full autonomy.
Did you hear about the recent, I think it was last week or a week, 2 weeks ago, a person was having a heart attack in their car and they got the Autopilot to take them to the hospital or the emergency room.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, the future right is there, right now.
That right there, I was like, that would be worth that $70,000 car right there.
Oh,
that,
easy.
That
yeah.
feature.
I know we're running a little long in the tooth, but your heart attack thing brought up. I had a dream last night that I was Spider-Man and I saved a guy who was having a heart attack. There you go.
Fuck yeah, I'm Spider-Man.
All right, guys, I got two stories for news, so
we'll blast through.
Let's get this thing over with.
All around the world, news crumbles for me. This is news on 3-Hit Combo.
A supermarket has the best response to a complaint about a dead worm.
What?
There's a.
Is this the one that they did a memorial for?
Yeah. So Facebook user Wes Metcalf posted a photo this past weekend of a dead worm smushed across otherwise delicious-looking cucumber. He described the details of what happened in his Facebook post, where he had made the purchase of a cucumber to make sandwiches. To make light of the situation, he had attempted to introduce his children to the new pet, William the Worm, before realizing that the creature appeared to be deceased. With three mourning children on his hands, Metcalf was busy planning a funeral. A Tesco representative, identified only as Rob, replied that he had issued Metcalf a 10-pound Tesco gift card to cover the cost of the day.
Aww.
But that wasn't quite enough. Who wanted Rob to make more of a personal contribution? He suggested a poem. It was then that Rob clearly began to understand the gravity of the situation.
Yes!
Rob wrote, "I'll be heading to a muddy festival shortly, trawling through fields of damp grass and dirt, much like William would have during his happier times."
That's good.
I love when companies will do stuff like that with their customers. That makes a good company.
The most fun thing I've ever seen companies do is, first off, shout outs to the Sonic the Hedgehog social media. Holy shit, is some crazy meme-filled love.
I specifically follow Taco Bell's Twitter.
Yeah.
Because it can be savage sometimes.
The Game Grumps had...
Wendy's. That's a great Twitter, yeah.
Wendy's has... Or Game Grumps talking to Wendy's, Applebee's. Mm-hmm. Like, just a bunch of companies who are like, hey, I want to Let's do some shit.
Yeah, I
we
love,
beat Fire Red. You ready to go on that date?
I love Taco Bell's. I remember one of my favorite ones was Taco Bell. Someone tweeted them on 420. They're like, oh, man, you guys should have delivery. You'd make so much money. And then Taco Bell's like, we're already going to make so much money today. I was like, oh, so good.
All right, so according to the instructions at the Rio Olympic bathrooms, toilet fishing is not allowed.
Fuck.
Is that some, like, sexual thing?
Nope. It is literally, they have a picture of a human in a toilet, what you can do and what you cannot do, and one of them shows the silhouette of a human with a fishing pole in the toilet.
All right.
No fishing in the toilets in Rio.
I would love for somebody, like, go into a Long John Silver's and be, like, with a fishing pole full of gear, like... I'll be back.
The toilets in Rio, the toilet water in Rio is probably cleaner than the fucking...
Yep, the water.
The actual, yeah, water that you could fish in.
Did you see the Olympic water turn Gatorade green?
Yeah. Such a mess.
What?
One of the filters broke. I'm shaking my hands in the air. One of the filters broke and the Olympic water inside the swimming pool turned green.
Yeah, it was in the diving pool.
Yeah.
Eh, who cares? You guys see those two Australians... Or those two, I said Australians, but that's not true. They Irish? Fucked up the dive.
New Zealand.
Was
China.
It?
China.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Some
I'm just,
country.
I'm just throwing out countries.
I don't want to give you a descriptor because then the internet will think I'm a big racist. I don't need the internet knowing I'm a racist.
Well, they already know where you come from.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Alabama.
All right.
All right, guys. So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitComboPodcast, twitter.com/3HitComboPC. Search for us on YouTube, Three Hit Combo Podcast, and send us an email, 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy and Tam, this is Matt signing out.